The U.S. is angry about a World Trade Organization, WTO, decision that could allow China to place economic restrictions on the United States. The case is not related to President Donald Trump's recent tariffs against China. Instead, it dates back to 2007. At that time, Chinese officials came to the WTO to stop U.S. tariffs on some Chinese exports, including solar panels and wind towers. The exports were then valued at nearly $7.3 billion. In one way, WTO officials agreed with U.S. officials' argument. The Americans charged that some Chinese state-owned companies help private Chinese companies by providing products at unfairly low prices. However, the WTO decision also found the U.S. did not put the right amount of tariffs on Chinese goods as punishment for the subsidies. As a result, the WTO said the Americans must adjust their tariffs or accept Chinese sanctions in return. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, USTR, said Tuesday that it was pleased by the first part of the ruling. It did not, however, agree with the second decision. The USTR said the decision undermines WTO rules. It added that China's state-owned businesses are harming U.S. workers and creating problems with markets around the world. It also said it will take all necessary steps to ensure a level playing field with China. Separately, European Union Trade Chief Cecilia Malmström commented on the WTO's appellate court on Tuesday. She said it could collapse for a short time in 2019 because the U.S. opposes the nomination of its judges. U.S. President Donald Trump has blocked nominations to the 7-member court. He has accused judges of taking too much power and ignoring their own rules. The block is not expected to be lifted anytime soon. If it is not, the court could be cut to one judge by December 11th. With only one judge, the WTO's appeals court would not be able to hear new cases. I'm Susan Shand.